Sportsnet 730 studios in Charlotte. This is SportsCenter.
The Charlotte Bobcats look to stay hot tonight as they host the Atlanta Hawks at Time Warner Cable Arena. The Cats, fresh off a win yesterday in Milwaukee, look to get their record back to 500 with a win over Atlanta. Right now, the Hawks have won the first two against Charlotte this year. Bobcats currently 7th in the East. Hawks are 8th. Tip scheduled for 7-10. Carolina Panthers slowly joining the free agent market, and they have wide receiver Jericho Cotri in town for a visit today. According to media reports, Cotri, an NC State product, turns 32. And in June, Virginia Tech has fired men's basketball coach James Johnson after just 2 years. He went 6-30 in the ACC, 22-41 overall. And David Scott of the Observers reported that the Wells Fargo Championship will be held at Quail Hollow through 2019, with the lone exception 2017, when the course hosts the PGA Championship. Wilmington's Eagle Point Club will host the tournament that year. For ESPN 730, I'm Bobby Rosinski.
Call 877-OXI-FRESH, OxyFresh. Let us do the work for you. OxyFresh. Carpets look so fresh and new. OxyFresh. We're the best, dries in an hour. Oxygen provides the power. OxyFresh, safe for kids and pets. The world's greenest carpet cleaner. Call 877-OXI-FRESH, OxyFresh.
Nestled in the historic Myers Park community, just a few minutes from Uptown Charlotte, Queen's University of Charlotte has provided students with transformational experiences for more than 155 years. With robust study abroad and internship programs, undergrad and graduate students thrive in and outside the classroom in academic programs across the liberal arts, sciences, and professional fields of business, communication, nursing, health, and education. Featuring 19 highly competitive athletic teams, Queen's is also a proud member of the NCAA South Atlantic Conference. For more information, visit queens.edu.
Darren Gant joining us on the Pulse on ESPN 730 from Pro Football Talk. The front seven on the defense is all back. Can that mask these deficiencies at all of these other positions, the fact that that front seven is back intact?
Well, I mean, and that's what got them to 12-4 this year. They didn't win the NFC South because of Captain Munnerlin and Drayton Barnes and Mike Mitchell. You can go find a Drayton Barnes and a Mike Mitchell off the street this year the way they found those two guys last year.
ESPN 730 Charlotte, your home for national, regional, and local sports.
Here's an urgent bulletin from the Precision Repair Network, your motorized wheelchair specialist. If you're in the market for a new motorized wheelchair, you need to listen to this. Due to a recent closeout sale, we've purchased thousands of motorized wheelchairs at huge discounts. And now we can pass the savings on to you at prices never seen before. In fact, so low that we can beat any advertised motorized wheelchair price by $100. We'll even include free delivery and setup and free service on your motorized wheelchair for 1 year. So now is the time to upgrade your current motorized wheelchair. Don't wait. Get the lowest price anywhere from the Precision Repair Network. Call 800-296-1302, 800-296-1302, 800-296-1302, 800-296-1302. That's 800-296-1302.
The atmosphere is electric with spinning, yoga, bar tone, cardio, and swimming. The YWCA Central Carolinas has something for everyone. They have a co-ed fitness center, swim and group exercise classes, personal training, and more. Take a fresh look at fitness at your Central Carolina's YWCA. Call 704-525-5770 or visit their website at www.ywcacentralcarolinas.org.
And welcome back to the Bottom Line here on a Monday afternoon. Charlotte Observer is reporting sleet and snow falling north of Charlotte as we speak. The good doctor said that he had some sleet pellets coming over here from Belmont. Winter just won't go away, but maybe back up in the 70s by Thursday. We're brought to you by Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Remember, Z-Max Micro Lubricant, when you change your car's engine to extend your car's engine life. Al Gardner, Dr. Beryl Therfelder is in the house. I'll tell my story quickly and then we'll move on. When I was a sophomore in high school, back in the day, because I'm old, all of our film work was done with 8mm. After the game, they'd take the film down to the bus station, they'd bus it to Charlotte, get the film turned around, and we had the old black and white projector. you know. And we were watching film because you always watch film on Monday. And I was a sophomore, just a kid, big kid, but I was just a kid. My high school coach, who's deceased now, loved him to death. He was an All-American at NC State, Dennis Bird. Played for the Boston Patriots. He was a star in Lincolnton. And Coach Bird was our high school coach, and he took it so serious. I mean, really serious. But he was the kind of guy, kind of like I am my kids. I can ream you out and in 5 minutes hug you. And, you know, my wife hates that because my kids will take that because we got our point across. It's over. I don't hate you for life. Right. We just had to make the point. So, anyway, we're watching film, and we get to a point, and I did not make a good play. And he proceeded to tell me that I was crap, but not in those terms. A little more visual.
Graphic? Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, Wes, run that back again. You know, you run that back, and he sees again. No, you're not. You're whale crap. You're whale crap on the bottom of the ocean. Get out of here. I don't even want to see this anymore. So we hit the field. So
this is in front of the whole team. Everybody's
here. Oh, yeah. So here we go. We load up. We head outside. So the next week, we're watching film. And I had worked my way up from whale crap to just regular crap.
What a goal.
But the thing of it was,
at least you knew the scale.
I didn't take anything personal, and it's a great story. But I didn't take that personal. I remember telling my dad
Did it help you?
Yeah. I mean, it motivates you. Really? I think, but now kids aren't motivated by that. Kids don't like to be challenged now. They just want to be told how good they are. They don't want to be challenged.
But see,
Back then, you were challenged to do something, and you responded.
Right.
If somebody told me I couldn't do something, then I worked my tail off until I could.
But right. Suppose the review were, listen, you are not whale crap. You're wonderful. But that play was, and you're capable of much more.
I knew that it wasn't directed personally at me. I knew that it was directed at my play.
Because I think there would be those, perhaps me, yeah. You know, somebody like me, who would take that personally and really, you know, have a hard time with that. I don't know.
I have to tell you, and everybody has different styles, I've never yelled at an athlete.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Oh, I have. I've crawled inside their face mask with love. Now I've done it with love.
Crawled inside the face mask.
I believe that. My style, though, or way of approaching this is I have a pretty good eye for seeing things. And I see motion, I see movement, I see forces really well when I watch somebody move. And so the bottom line is, that person, when you were not doing what he wanted you to do, right? You weren't trying to do that on purpose. You weren't saying, hey, let me see if I can really mess up here and get this coach really ticked off.
That's right.
You were doing your best. You were trying, right? Now, he was doing his best too. But he didn't know how to help you to know what you did.
That's correct.
And if you don't know what you did, you can't change.
So how would you have handled it differently?
Well, I would have asked him first what happened on that play. And you'd be surprised. When you ask an athlete that, usually it's like, they don't know. It's like a blackout. Yeah. They have no idea. Yeah. So I'd give you some feedback. I'd say, well, here's what I saw. You did da-da-da-da. And I'd show you very precisely, exactly, here's your hand motion, here's your movement, whatever it was, right? And you would have gotten it. And now, next time you went, I'd be asking you again, what happened on that play? You'd say, well, that was my elbow. I thought, yeah, my hand didn't come through. Whatever it was,
right. You
would now start to be able to feel what you did. You cannot, without awareness, you can't change.
Yeah. Now, the difference was when I would crawl inside a face mask, it was when a kid deliberately did something they knew not to do.
That's different.
It was not if you missed a block because you slipped, you didn't get there. I'm going to bring you to the side. Hey, look, here's what we got to do. We can't do that. We've got to do this. But when you do something that I've deliberately told you not to do, and I bring you in.
What do you say? What does a coach like you say at that moment? What happens inside that face?
My wife can tell you
he
this.
He just said, really? He just said, please don't do that.
My wife can tell you this. The stands would go quiet when I would bring a kid over, and they would get turned where their back was to the stands because there was nobody that had a doubt what I was saying. But I did not use colorful language because I knew that.
Good for you.
Yeah. I may use colorful language just when I'm by myself, but I would just be, you can't do that. You're killing me. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And sit down. And that's, you know, put them on the bench. And then once I calmed down and got composure, I'd go over. Now, do you understand? You can't do that to us.
Now, see, if he did it on purpose, Dr. Thierfelder, you would have done the same thing.
I wouldn't have. I still probably wouldn't have yelled at that person because
you would have said, "Sit down."
Well, think about this. No,
I would have.
Think about this. I don't have to. I guess what I'm saying is, I don't have to be emotional about it.
Yeah.
I can just be objective about it. You don't want to play for me. That's okay. Yeah. Nobody said you had to play. You could sit over there. Matter of fact, you don't even be on the team.
You know what I want to know? That's a great story, by the way. There's so many lessons that I could really am kind of in the middle. Andre Williams is a Heisman finalist who was the leading rusher in the NCAA. He is primarily a running back, but he needed some help on how to catch a football, the wide receiver part of that.
Right.
He came to you a couple of weeks ago. You took him out on the field and you trained him. I want to do two things with this. One, that's a great story. And I want you to take us to that moment when you meet him, you go to the field. What do you say to him? How do you motivate him to perform greater than what he's capable of doing? You know, first off. And secondly, how does that contrast with a high school? You can't talk to an Andre Williams the way you would a high school player. Or can you?
In a way, you can. I mean, they're different. Obviously, they're different levels and different understanding.
But what was that like?
Well, Bobby Brown, who played at Notre Dame, he was captain of the football team there, wide receiver, played for the Browns for a couple of years. He had met somehow Andre at one of the awards ceremonies, and he had watched him at the combine. At the combine, he dropped a couple of balls, and some of the others were body catches and so forth. And so the NFL, as you know, I mean, boy, are they quick to label you. So as soon as they see something like that, oh, well, you can't catch.
Yeah, no hands.
And it turned out he had no receptions this past year. They didn't throw him the ball. So on top of that, he had no receptions. Then they look at him and say, well, you dropped some balls, so you can't catch. That's probably why they didn't throw to you,
but
right?
But nobody ever taught him at that level of his career.
No, that's what's amazing.
Well, you'd be surprised how many of these athletes do not get taught basic fundamentals.
That's right.
I'm talking about all the way from middle school, high school. Yep. They're not getting a fundamental background.
But they're unbelievably talented.
It's because they have so much athletic ability.
Yes.
If they can just get enough out of them to accomplish what they want, they forget about the foundation.
But he's been swinging out of the backfield, getting open since junior.
Well, he ran almost 2,200 yards last year for BC. So anyway, he comes in and he says to me, look, I just haven't done a lot of receiving, and I want to do everything I possibly can. You got to give this guy credit. I mean, he was, you know, he's the one that contacted me to say, I heard you can help me with this. I'm looking for some help. Can we get together? So he came up from Atlanta. He was staying down there. He came up to Belmont Abbey College, and they're probably wondering, what am I doing with a football, like in a gym with this guy, you know? who is this guy? We don't even have a football team at Belmont Abbey College, you know? And so the first thing I did is, it's really funny, I do these little ball drills I just developed a long time ago with the receivers I've worked with over the years. And it's not the ball drill, it's how you do the ball drill. And it comes down to your focus, your energy. For example, a wide receiver doesn't drop a ball usually because they can't catch. They drop a ball for a specific reason. They either didn't have energy in the hand greater than the ball. So when you hear people say you have soft hands, that doesn't mean you give with the ball and then it shoots through your hands. Soft hands means, actually, I've taken the ball faster than the ball's coming in. If it's coming at 65 miles an hour, I've taken the ball at 75 miles an hour, which is why it sticks.